is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
As all the prisoners are doing sing-along right now, no woman, no cry, no masturbation. Barry is back from OKC, Nick and I from H-Town. Barry, it's a monsoon here. It was coming down sideways. Now it is just completely knocked out the satellite, so we can't watch the Stros. But they are losing 3-1. So feel for us. The weather's horrible.
I was trying to see. I have a little rain gauge, so I was trying to see on my, you know, like that you can look at it online. Mm-hmm. And no rainfall at the Casa, at Casa de Laminack. None. It says it's 106 down there. The hell is going on? Is there some sort of apocalypse?
I ran last night, I was telling Nick, and it was really bad. It was thick because the humidity makes it so much worse. But it was, man. I mean, we need the rain, but for no other reason. Thank God it's going to cool it off, hopefully, because it's been bad. But I can't believe the palatial compound didn't get any water. Now you're going to have to water the lawn.
Pisses me off. I needed that. Okay, so I called Jong at the break, mm-hmm. and against his better judgment, he has green-lighted this in a way. He's like, you know what? I'll let you decide. I could tell he's against this, mm-hmm. but you know, I'm not. I didn't watch this for nothing.
I'm David Gow.
So if I'm not on with you guys tomorrow, you'll know why. I have been fired. But, so I will say this too. You guys, if you have kids in the car, now would be a good time to come back at like 3:15.
Earmuffs.
When we come back from the next break, we won't continue it. I mean, we may talk about it, but it'll be cleaned up. But this is going to have audio, and I'll be doing my review of it. So,
and we're playing this from the top, right? Right, Barry?
Yeah, I'll cue you when to play each audio bit that I have for you, 1 through 6. All right. So, first of all, it's called the Italian Stallion, and if you missed out yesterday, we talked about the fact that Stallone had done softcore porn, and it is softcore, by the way. There's no, like, you, aside from the occasional, you know, male full frontal shot, there's nothing going on that is where you, it's nothing you couldn't have seen on Cinemax. Okay, so it's like Busty Cops, but from 40 years ago. And yes, that's an actual movie that was on Cinemax. Anyway, so the opening scene is Stallone, just AKA Stud, by the way. That's his name in the movie, Stud. He's running through a park to go meet Kitty. And for some reason, he's running and jumping and falling down. And I have no idea why he keeps falling down and just randomly. And then he climbs a jungle gym. And again, there's no particular reason why they spend 2.5 minutes of this film recording him climbing a jungle gym. I'm just like, this is so unnecessary. He makes snow angels at one point. So I don't know if he just got some or he's just happy that he's on his way to get some. I just know that if I'm on my way, I'm not stopping at a jungle gym. That's like really low on the list. But anyways, so he's running and frolicking. And then they show this picture of Kitty in a pink nightie that just goes just below the hips, and it's see-through, and she's looking out the window thinking of Stud, and then she says this to herself.
Oh, I wish Stud would hurry up and get home. He's so animalistic. I love getting him mad. It gets me so horny.
That's what the so hell beautiful. Is going on?
That's so beautiful. God, the way, I mean, first of all, the writing. Oh, and then the way she did the line, it was so moving. I was just like, I feel like she really loves Stud. It's animalistic. When I heard that first line, I was like, oh, this is the best movie ever already. So anyway, so then there's the shower scene. Oh, go ahead. No, play it again.
Oh, I wish Stud would hurry up and get home.
It's so great that they called him Stud. I mean, really? You couldn't have been more creative, like Bert or something, just Stud? Anyway, so then there's the shower scene, and the whole time like Stallone just keeps getting soap in his eyes because he's just rubbing his face. I'm like, bro, you're in the shower with a naked chick, and he's just like it stings, and he can't get the water out of his eyes. There's various times that they just stop and start hugging for no reason. They're soaping each other up, which, by the way, she's cleaning him like he's getting ready for surgery. She's scrubbing. She's being very meticulous. And I'm like, I think they forgot this is softcore porn because they're like, she's cleaning him like a mother monkey and a baby monkey. Like, she's picking stuff out of his hair. It's very weird. But then they just randomly would start hugging for no reason. Just, you know, cleaning and then hug. And then the chick says this in the shower.
Stud's body really turns me on.
That's it! That's it! Nothing! That's...
His muscles are so hard, they make me tingle all over.
It's the best!
Is she a golden
That's the
girl?
Dialogue. No, that's the dialogue. Stud's body turns me on. His muscles are so hard, it makes me tingly all over. Isn't that the best? Like, the writing on this, you can tell. I wonder how many revisions they had to go through. Like, no, we probably need a different line than that. Anyway, so they cut to them laying in the tub, and it's just like, this is your first real full frontal shot, because she's, like, he's on the tub on his back, and then she's in between, and he's, like, cleaning her. And then at one point, I swear that he's like, he wraps his leg around her, okay, like her waist, almost like a body triangle, Nick, in MMA. Like, he's going for a body triangle. And then, like, he's, you know, he's cleaning her. He starts rubbing her belly like Buddha for some reason. I have no idea why. And then he starts rubbing his leg. And then you can tell he realized, oh, that's me. And then he stops and goes back to her body. It's the most hilarious thing that he realized, oh, wait, that's not her leg. That's my leg. I can feel that. That's me. So that all happened. And then... And they in the shower, she hits us with this gem.
Washes my breasts hard. It makes my nipples so erect and tight.
Yeah. That's great.
You dumped him, didn't you, Nick?
I did. I wasn't sure. I was afraid that was not clear.
Oh, you dumped it?
Yeah.
That's sad. Is it because of the N-word? Everyone's like, God. What? No, you can say that. That's the medical term for them.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
You can say breasts.
It's all you, bro.
You can say breasts, so you should be able to say the, what's at the end there? The little, you know, the, okay.
We still got three juicy clips, so.
That's right. So anyway, by the way, the lighting in this whole thing, no one's winning an Oscar for set design. Lighting is terrible. So the shower scene ends. They're kissing. At one a terrible kisser, by the way, Sylvester Stallone. He tried to eat her face, I'm pretty sure. And then you cut to the bed, and they're kissing on the bed, but just like their bodies could not be further apart. It was really, it was almost teenage style kissing, like they didn't want to touch. And then she starts talking about how she's really hot now. Then there's this random shot for no reason of him and his junk. And then they start wrestling, and it's almost like jiu-jitsu. Like, I don't know what was going on, but they started getting really wild. And then, and I think this is where, Nick, you got to be careful, but he goes spread eagle, which I've never done one time in this moment, is just to go, like, you know the Evolution Man, that chart?
Yes.
Joel,
yes.
What I'm talking about?
Yep.
That's what he looks like. So he goes Evolution Man, and she just starts... like rubbing on him and trying to like almost like he was on fire and she's a fire retardant blanket. Like she's just covering him up. And then she says this.
I love rubbing on his strong shaft. Ooh.
Now we are almost through the whole thing. And this is all the dialogue I have recorded for you guys. Every bit of dialogue within the 15 minutes. So then that happens. Then there's more jiu-jitsu, a crazy amount of moaning, and then it gets done. And then we finally get to hear from Stud. Out of nowhere, he's sitting on the bed smoking a heater, and then he says this.
I love it when our bodies are together. He
Oh, that's my bad. I gave you the wrong one, Nick.
No problem. We still got one more.
Yeah, play six. That's where we get to meet Stud for the first time.
I was thinking about Southern California the other day.
What?
It was warm and pretty and green and something else again.
Does that sound familiar?
There's no way this is part of it.
Yes! That's it! Dude, is that not the theme to Rocky? What the hell is going on?
It's the theme from Barney Miller.
The first part of that sounds like the theme to Rocky.
Yeah, it does, and then it went right into Barney Miller.
And then, like, you know, because in Rocky, he's got the jacket on that says Italian Stallion. That's the name of this movie, Italian Stallion. I'm like, this is crossed over for a reason. Like, this has to be. And then at the end, there's like, he's standing in front of the mirror, and there's these, all of a sudden, these two random chicks appear for no reason. It's a black chick and a white chick. The white chick's holding a bird, and the black chick is petting a dog, but they're both naked. I have no idea what that had to do with anything. I think it was supposed to be, like, artsy. But then that popped up, and then the movie ends on Pornhub, and that was Italian Stallion in a nutshell, no pun intended.
I see what you did there. All I know is the chick sounded like Estelle Getty from The Golden Girls.
She was so serious with her lines; it was moving. You know what I mean? Like, I really don't know how this didn't get nominated for any awards. The writing, to borrow a term from you, was phenomenal. I mean, the writing here
sounded like
was.
It.
Crazy.
His dialogue in early movies was just extensive.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, think about going to L.A. It's warm. And scene. Okay, good.
Hey, yo.
So that is Italian Stallion as seen on Pornhub. And you can find it out there if you want to go watch it. I suggest a movie night, maybe. You and Lisa and
No. Stallone. Nick, on the other hand, work it into your schedule, big boy.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
I think we caught the cliff notes.
But doesn't that movie, doesn't that music at the end of that last clip sound oddly like the theme for Rocky?
Without question. Yep. And like I said, it sounded like Rocky went into Barney Miller.
Pretty good.
Not bad.
Listen to that. You hear that, Selena?
Is that what that is?
Super international. Yeah. You don't know Selena? Dude, that's international at its best.
I hear you. She was a legend. Way back Wednesday. As Selena continues on the Barry list, we continue to roll on. Right now, I want to tell you guys about Gallery Furniture. We had Mattress Mac on earlier in the show to talk about him and his group purchasing the Houston Rockets, but that's because he's a true Houstonian. He's been in the Houston market for over 36 years selling furniture, and he wants your business because once you go to Gallery Furniture, you'll be back again and again. Why? Well, it's because it's quality American-made furniture, it's reasonable prices, and it's customer service before and during after the sale. They do it all at Gallery Furniture. Most of the furniture in my house is from Gallery for one reason. It's great furniture, and it lasts. And when you walk into one of their three locations across the Houston area, whether you go to Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland, or you go to the Galleria at Westheimer and Post Oak, or the mainstay I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker, Mac and his staff are going to make sure they listen to you attentively. They figure out what you're looking for, the price range you're trying to get into, and then make sure you find something that you like, because once you buy it, it will be with you and your family in your house for a long, long time. Check out the deals they got going. He mentioned it again today on the show. The Astros promotion, which means if you buy $3,000 or more with the bedroom furniture at Gallery Furniture and the Astros win it all at the end of the year, you get your furniture free, free, free. Check galleryfurniture.com for more details on that. But the showroom's open until 10 p.m. at any of the three locations. Get out to Gallery and check out the furniture, because if you buy today, you get it tonight. There's no back order slips. That's just the way they do business. And they make sure that you are satisfied before, during, and after the sale. Gallery always will and really will save you money.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5 in the final hour before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz as we continue to roll on. Siskel, Ebert, and Laminack gave you the review of the softcore Italian set. What was the first name of that?
Kitty and Stud Throw a Party or something like that. The people are texting and tweeting me like, that wasn't the original name. I know. But Italian Stein is easier to say on the radio than Kitty and Stud Throw a Party and have terrible dialogue and wrestle each other naked and then scream at each other or they were going to call
Rocky
it.
Rocky and Estelle Getty.
Right. Somebody said, ask Barry if he can watch and review Pam and Tommy. I've already seen it. It's pretty good if you like boat sex. It's not bad. Have you seen their sex tape?
Tommy Lee and Pam Anderson, I assume they're referring to?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You were a big Pam Anderson fan, you said.
When that came out, I was like,
she was hot.
But now hasn't she done all kinds of like surgery reductions?
She went out and got Hep C and all that other stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah, she has a lot going on and not in the right areas. She's still good, but she had a lot of stuff done. You know what I mean?
I've heard she's like kind of hippie-ish too. Like she stinks. Like she don't shower
like
or something.
Like Matthew McConaughey. I've heard the same thing about him. Like he doesn't use soap.
Yeah. I'm not down with that.
That's not a good look or smell.
I like my chicks clean.
How do you use soap? Like, how does that happen?
Well, you just don't.
Here's the weird thing. I went to high school with a guy that said that soap creates buildup. Therefore, he didn't use soap, but he showered frequently because he could stay just as clean. And he was a wrestler. And I'm going, if you're a wrestler rolling around on mats with other dudes and you're sweating up a storm and you're not using soap and you think that's working, I'd rather have soap buildup than what's building up with you not using soap.
Yeah, for real. That's disgusting. Do you know how much bacteria and germs are on those mats? Ugh.
But according to Real, that's why hot water will take care of it.
No, they have companies now that's all they do is they go around to all these like jiu-jitsu and wrestling gyms and clean their mats so that the people that come in there, their patrons, don't get staph infection and gross things that happen on mats. Like, that's disgusting.
Yeah,
you need a shower, bro.
Yeah, it's pretty
bad. The dude whose gi probably stunk like hell, too.
Oh, I hated that.
Yeah. Or the guy that never washes his hand wraps for like boxing and Muay Thai and stuff. Yeah, that, you know why that stinks? That's called bacteria. Stuff that doesn't have bacteria on it doesn't usually stink when there's sweat involved or not involved. So that's gross. Your friend's dirty. Like Raheel.
He's not my friend. This guy I went to high school with. I didn't say I was friends with the guy.
Somebody wants me to review Ray J and Kim. Eh, it's all right. I give it one palm up. One hairy palm up. It was all right. Wow. Wasn't great. Yeah. It was kind of boring.
It was kind of slow and it dragged.
Yeah, you know, the plot, like you expect the plot arc to hit soon enough. That would be great, right? I should start reviewing porn like I'm Siskel and Ebert and be like, start talking about story arcs and character development.
I kind of was leading you down that road yesterday with at least it had a plot or at least some sort of structure, but
Lauren Pope apparently appreciated it. She was like, that was awesome. Or she said, that was phenomenal. Me and the mister give you two thumbs up. You need an AVN award for best movie review. Thank you, Lauren Pope. Much appreciated.
There you have it. Did you see this, by the way? Nick and I were talking about this. A Chinese mall has introduced husband storage facilities. The facilities are in the mall like kiosks, and wives can leave their spouse while they shop. So according to the paper, and they have pictures.
What?
Yes, I'll tweet the pictures. They have pictures, but it's like a mini big chair booth. It's glass.
It's like a storage pod.
Yeah, it's like a storage pod with glass walls, but there's like a computer screen. There's a big flat screen TV with a keyboard. You can play video games. And essentially, it gives the guys something to do when the women are shopping for far too long at the mall.
So this is just like that raggedy-ass daycare jungle gym thing they have in the middle of the mall where all them loud-ass screaming kids are running around. right next to the people that are getting massages, mind you.
Right.
But yeah, you know what I'm talking about? It's just the weird jungle gym stuff. If I had a kid, first of all, I would never let them play on that equipment. Never in a million years. That's so disgusting.
I'm all for taking my kid out and
not being a germaphobe for them so they can build up their immune system. But that stuff, no.
Like, not only Katie Mills, but also the one on I-10. Is that Town and Country? They have exactly what you're talking about. And it's all like ride along on this ride and get on this. And it's like kids with like soggy diapers and, you know, wet pants and all this other stuff are like going from like one thing to the other. And then in the Katie Mills mod,
are you describing a strip club?
It's pretty much a strip club. I've heard of that place. I've told you, like this big stuffed bear we have in here, they have animals that are the size of that that have wheels on them so that kids can ride them around the mall, and the parents rent them out. So instead of the kid just like walking or being pushed in a stroller, they're swerving all over the mall on these big snuffleupaguses, and you know that there's nothing but a germ factory going on that too.
Yeah, that's gross. But I'm guessing that the men's isn't like that, though, like the husband aquarium. What the hell is it? it's a husband storage facility.
So here it is. So inside each one of these pods for the guys, it's called the husband storage facility. But I'm trying to read. Inside of each one,
it's basically there's nine. The problem is that there's no air conditioning, and then the fact that there's like 90s video games in there that you can play.
You get an individual pod chair, a monitor, computer, game pad, and men can sit around and play retro 1990s games. Currently, it's free, but they did say in a few months that they'll be able to scan a code to pay a small sum to be able to use the service and use their mobile phones.
Here's my deal. Are you really going with your spouse shopping? Unless it's like a weekend event where you're spending time. Are you going to go with your spouse to shop? Like, I wouldn't do it. Am I bad?
Lisa goes her way to look at her stuff, and I'll say I'll meet you at such and such a time, and I go check out stuff that I want to see.
See, I just want. So you're not.
You're not Carrie the purse guy.
No. I am not Carrie the purse guy. That is no.
I feel so. I want to break them out like it's prison. I really do. Like if I see a dude standing outside of a dressing room, and that's why you'll start to see like chairs and stuff because they realize they get it. It sucks. But like some of the dressing rooms where there's no chairs, you just see some dude standing there all sad with a purse holding it, and you just want to go over there and be like, set the purse down and run with me. Come on, I'll free you. I know where there's. I can get you out of here. That's so sad. I feel so bad for those guys. That's good for you, though, for leaving, your own way.
Seriously, because most of those guys, they want to be as far away from that purse as possible. They put it on the floor. Like, I've seen a guy do that, like, put her purse on the floor because he didn't want to be, you know, misconstrued as a guy carrying the purse. And the next thing you know, she comes out of the dressing room and goes, that's a designer purse? You do not put that on the floor. Do you know what's been on that floor? And I'm like, oh, dude, it's a really bad day for you. I'm really sorry. I'm just meeting my wife because we're already done shopping separately.
All right, guys, I want to tell you about one of my favorite new places to eat in Houston. It's called Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. It's located at 1901 Taft. It's in Midtown. You're going to love this place. It's a fusion of both Southern comfort and Indian food. And I'm telling you, the feedback from you listeners that have gone and told me that how much you've loved it is not surprising because I went there. I ate there, and I wasn't a fan of Indian food. I had it once. I didn't like it. I went in. I had their food, and I got to tell you, I was surprised at how much I enjoyed it. And it's not just me. Like I said, it's the listeners. It's my friends that went out there even before they became a sponsor of this show and tried it and loved it. Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen, ton of fusion favorites for you to enjoy. They're known for having the best butter chicken in Houston, but they also have stuff like the non-quesadillas, which is made with non-bread. They have this Himalayan heat burger, which was the last thing I had. And you got to put that on your must-have burgers in Houston. Go out there, get the Himalayan heat burger. Trust me on that. They have wing sliders. Chicken fried steak or chicken curry, your choice, whatever you're feeling like. All of it delicious. All authentic Indian food. Family recipes. When I was out there, Haas let me try his lamb vindaloo, and it was so good. It's his grandma's recipe. I was super surprised at how much I enjoyed it, man. You guys are going to love this place. Full-service bar. And if you don't want to get out, have it delivered. You can do DoorDash, Uber Eats, or Grubhub. Have it delivered right to the convenience of your house. 1901 Taft. You can get more information on Facebook at CNI713. So take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world with Cowboys and Indians. Texan Kitchen, there's nothing like it. And when you guys go out there, tell Haas and Imran Barry said hello.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry and OKC on the world tour that wraps up by when? Sunday afternoon, you're doing game day on the road still?
We'll see. There may not be anyone here in the building, so I may just have to come home on Sunday. He's going to try. I'm going to check in on Friday. But, yeah, the plan was to go ahead and do the show from this studio I'm in, which it's not really a studio. I'm in more of a performance room that they have here because, again, just like most stations, there's several different radio stations on one floor here, and they have music stations and sports stations. And they've got a performance room where I guess they'll have live performances that they'll put out over the air or whatever. So I'm surrounded by equipment and junk. And I look like I look like I'm being interrogated, or there's been an apocalypse, and I've started a post-apocalyptic radio station on a 4-track recorder with one mic. So
sounds cozy.
Yeah,
I did see pictures though. Whoever owns that establishment must be doing quite well, because that's a pretty good setup.
Yeah, just for performances. Like, they never use this unless there's bands here. So they have this just set aside. So, again, the rest of the place is really nice. It's just, when I get, I'm the out-of-town guy. I wouldn't save anything special for me. And it's working. Craig B. said, Barry, he was telling Lauren, but he's like, the Blitz literally had women whipping each other on the air. Good for Barry for pushing to do the porn review. And now people are wanting a Whacked Out Wednesday, where I just review old porn every Wednesday. I'm thinking no. Somebody said bring back Monday Movie Moments with Trey, Porn Edition. No.
Oh, boy.
I wouldn't mind bringing back a special one. If there's a really, really, really good one that Trey could do.
A couple people want me to review Debbie Does Dallas.
Debbie Does Dallas. Are you going to do it?
Yeah. I might. I mean, I can. This show, here's a great text. This is text of the week, guys. You ready?
Yep.
This show is so sucks. You guys need a life. All right.
And who texted?
I don't know. Oh, yeah.
You let us know on the internet how that life purchase goes.
This show is so sucks. That's great command of the English language there, texter. Good job, bud. Sweet life you got going there, dude.
Yeah.
Good for
really.
You.
Did you hear about this guy, by the way, that tried to impersonate Chad Johnson so he could buy an $18,000 purse?
Yeah, and the best part was Chad Johnson's response.
Wasn't it, though? I mean, the crazy, because he's in Louis Vuitton, and the guy, and I'll retweet it, but the guy looks more like a D lineman than he looks like Chad Johnson. And the guy's trying to convince the lady at Louis Vuitton that he is Chad Johnson. And she even says, are you the one, the football player? Yeah, that's the one, Chad Johnson, he said, pointing to the screen as she brought up a picture of Ocho Cinco. That's me. I mean, you just want to put the cuffs on right there?
And he probably doesn't even know. He's like, no, I'm Ocho Siete. Chick, I'm telling you, I'm Ocho Siete. She's like, no, that's the wrong number. No, I don't speak Spanish. I don't know what that means. But no, I'm telling you, it's me. That's him. I'm him. I mean, I'm me. I'm wait a minute, I'm confused, and then just runs out.
So they ran the purchase anyway, but then the cashier alerted authorities, and they arrested the guy, or they came to arrest the guy, and the guy actually said, after coming clean, you're going to have to take me home to jail. I've done something bad. Oh, my God. But like you said,
naughty.
Johnson's responses were even better because the first thing he was like, you know, with the people think I wear secondhand clothing and that I'm a cheap and frugal guy, really? And this guy? Yeah. And then he said, I should bail dude out and be his mentor and introduce him to my lifestyle of frugality and freedom outside of society's standards.
That's hilarious, man. What an awesome response.
And Jim, can I just say this? Because of this story and the research that I was doing on it, I just told Nick, you may want to follow Chad Johnson, by the way.
Really good follow. Really good follow
the
on Twitter.
The tweets this hilarious. Dude puts out, like, are off the charts. Like, he tries to be motivational. Like, one of them this morning, 8 hours ago, was something like, are y'all ready for a great day? Just remember that you were the lucky sperm that beat out millions. That's a tweet from Mocho Cinco.
He'll do it all day. He'll have a couple of useless ones in between just to get people's reaction, but most of the time, he's bringing it.
Yeah, he's a funny dude, smart dude.
He's smarter than people think.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. We got this text. That guy, this is from the previous texter, that said, this show is so sucks. He said, that guy are so sucks, he am need grammar lessons. Indeed, my friend, indeed.
No question. You got a show tonight?
I do. So it's weird here. They do an open mic and then a mini show. So it's not a full, like a normal show is 90 minutes. The host does 15. The feature does 30. Headliner does 45. Tonight, though, is open mic night, but we still have to go up there and do something. So I think what they do is they'll do open mic for like an hour, and then I'll do like 10 minutes, and the headliner will do 20, or I'll do 15, and he'll do 30, or it'll be an abbreviated version, mm-hmm. which will be interesting because I don't know if you've ever been to like an open mic or anything like that, but sometimes they are long. And there's a reason comedy shows are only 90 minutes, because you get tired. Like, you get tired of laughing and paying attention, and it gets old after a while. You're like, all right, I get it. I just need a break, right? Mm-hmm. So more than 90 minutes for a comedy show is just too long. So I'm hoping that that's not the case. I'm hoping this is a 90 minutes total. But some open mics by themselves would be 2 hours. So if this is a two-hour open mic and then we have to go, it's going to be miserable. It's just going to be just a bunch of people like, please let us go. You're holding us comedy hostage right now.
As long as you get paid and keep drinking.
Well, you know, the drinking, some clubs let you drink for free. This place is half price. I get to drink for half price.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So I'm definitely not drinking Crown. If I'm having to buy the alcohol, it's well. You know what I mean?
Wow.
I'll be drinking... Huh?
Wow, Ocho Cinco. Okay.
Yeah, see? You're living that frugal life.
By the way, I should just read random tweets from Chad Johnson for the rest of the show. This is one of them. Before having kids, I checked the women's athletic background. That's why all 85 of my kids are really good at their respective crafts.
That's hilarious.
And the responses are worth it, some of which I cannot read. But
oh, no.
Very entertaining.
You hear that? You hear that? You know what that is? Come on, man. You don't know what that is? You don't know what that is, Joel?
I'm trying to hear it, but no. What is
that? Really? That's Julio Iglesias. For all the girls I've loved before.
That's what I was going to say. The only song I've ever heard that he sang was For All the Girls I've Loved Before, but I didn't recognize it.
By the way,
it.
El Jefe, I know we need to go to break, but El Jefe can shut up. He was saying that Selena wasn't an international hit. That she was Tejano from Texas. And I was like, are you telling me she never sold albums in Mexico? That would constitute an international hit. So shut up, El Jefe.
And the movie was pretty big, too. Yeah, she was pretty popular. Yeah. Okay, so we got one segment to go before we turn it over to Fred AJ and the Blitz. And before we head to break, I want to tell you guys about the Houston Cans Cars for Kids program. It is a fantastic program here in the Houston area with donations from Houstonians. kids are able to get a second chance at an education here in Houston, Texas. It's a fantastic program. It's all because of you. And that, I say that because I'm sure as you look around your driveway, out in the backfield, in a storage unit somewhere, you got a clunker that's been collecting rust and dust. You've been meaning to get rid of it. It might not even be running anymore, and you just don't know what to do or you don't have time to get to it. Here's all you have to do. You pick up the phone, you call 713-225-4226 or log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Tell them where you live. Tell them what you got. They do the rest. They come to you with a tow truck. They do all the paperwork. They tow it away. And if you mention ESPN 97.5, right off the top, you get a $50 gift card. On top of that, you also get a nice tax deduction. But that's where the process really begins, because once you make the donation, they turn that donation into resources that kids can use as they're trying to get a second chance at an education. It could be a bus pass. It could be eyeglasses. It could be a warm meal. It could be book money. All the things that are distractions for kids when they're trying to concentrate on their studies. This is how the program works. You make the donation is resources, the resources help the kids to eliminate distractions and get the education. It's a great program, I'm telling you. 713-225-4226, HoustonCarsForKids.com, right off the car, not the kid.
From Dave Tepper, Carl Dukes, Julie Takahashi, Jerome Solomon, and Fred Fowler, A.J. Hoffman, and John Granato, we celebrate 10 years of sports on FM. Thank you, Houston. ESPN 97.5.
These guys are the best at it.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Barry, Nick, and Joel, Usual Suspects till 4. Turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz. One segment left to go on the big show. Barry, it looks like this streak of winning series for your Houston Astros is going to end today, as they just conveniently ran their way out of a potentially big inning against the Mariners. Down 4-1, Springer on first, and a ball hit in the gap. He decided to stretch it to third, thrown out by a good half mile. Instead of
was that the first or third out at third?
Yeah, exactly.
He's
what
finding
it was.
Kangaroo Court.
Yeah.
Good luck paying that fine. You know, the one thing about that team is if you had a knock on them, it's their base running. It's their, you know, they make bad decisions running, stealing. It's that might be what their biggest weakness is, which is laughable, I guess, really. But they're not a good base running team.
No, they're not. And we've talked about this before on trying to score when it's, you know, a really hard hit ball, even though there's two outs and a runner on second. You know, when it's a laser show hit to the outfield, fielded on one hop, and you know that they're getting it in quickly, and you got no shot. Gary Pettis might want to put the stop sign up anyway. Here's a guy that's been much maligned going into this season, but because they have so many big innings and get so many big leads, people aren't critical of Gary Pettis for the most part because they're winning games by large margins. But in years past, his ability to make the right decision in the third base coach's box has been under some scrutiny for sure.
Yeah, well, you know, these guys need to tighten it up. They're going to fall and lose this lead.
I think they're safe.
Isn't that awesome? That's how good it is. If the one thing you pick on about a team is their third base coaching, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, you're all right.
You're in a pretty good spot. Did you see the story?
Although we do talk about their starting pitching needs, but yeah.
True. Did you see the story about J.J. Redick?
Mm-mm.
So J.J. Redick came out and said he turned down more money from the Rockets to play for the 76ers. And I'll just read you this brief quote. It just says, and this is a quote from Redick, "It wasn't about the money. Houston offered me more money than Philly. Total money. They offered me more money. I knew in Houston I was going to come off the bench. Me and Eric Gordon do a lot of the same things. It wasn't necessarily going to be what I wanted at this point in my career for the court part of it." Redick signed a $23 million contract with the Sixers. So
dude,
the Rockets offered him more money.
I'd like to know where they got it from. More importantly, is that not the biggest me situation? There's no I in team, but there's an M and an E. Because if you want to win at this point in your career, because you've already collected some decent checks, go to a winning team. But if you want to be a starter on a crappy team that's still years away from competing. And oh, by the way, let's not misconstrue the fact. 1 year, 23 mil, you're doing okay.
You guys think he really would have come
There's
off
no
the
way
bench?
Houston, I mean, like what Barry's saying, in totality, the contract might have been worth more, but I guarantee in the same amount of time, he'll probably make more by doing what he did, because there's no way the Rockets are going to give him 23 for 1 year and have anything left to get a Carmelo Anthony or others.
Yeah, you're
maybe
right
he was referring
that.
To the fact that he was going to get like a multi-year deal with the Rockets, and the total money as in when it's all said and done.
Well, that's
would
what
be
he's
more
saying, but I don't know where that money was coming from, because it's still, that's a huge number.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it was more than 23, but he said total money, so maybe right. It was like a 2 year 25 instead of, it was a 1 year 23 with the Sixers, so maybe it was 2 years 25 more money, you know what I mean? Maybe that's what he meant. I don't know.
I guess that's one way to glamorize it, but still,
right.
That is a significant cut, though. Two to 20.
I'm catching a lot of heat for well drinks, by the way.
Are you?
Yeah. Apparently, that was. People are like, you don't know how to drink. You're drinking well drinks. You know what? When you're on the road and you're trying to save money, yeah, you drink well drinks when they want to charge you. That's what you do. If it's free, I'll drink Crown. At the house, I drink Crown. But on the road, it's whatever whiskey blends with Diet Coke. And OU Mike said, Selena is U.S. and Mexico. Selena's ass, international. So, it's a good point.
Fireball. Oh, that's your boy Pitbull.
Yeah. No, that's the wrong one. That's
now, why
one.
Don't you just go to the liquor store and buy a bottle of Crown, bring your little man purse in there with your briefcase, order your Diet Cokes, and just put your own booze in it when they're not looking?
Because, number one, I don't drink that much. I take one drink on stage per show, and it's just more of a...
I know,
a,
but you were talking
know.
About how elongated the evening may be, so therefore, to kind of pass the time and drink top-quality liquor at a reasonable price, I'm just giving you a viable solution.
Nope. Because then I got to go buy a bottle of Crown. I don't want to do that either. I have Crown at the house. I should have brought it. But no, I just...
don't they have Crown at the house?
It's not free. No. They have nothing. I walked in, they had a tub of butter in the fridge. That's it. Oh. There's no telling how long that's been in there. No, they don't stock it for you. You have to go get your own food and drink and everything else. So all I've done so far is I bought this, you know, Trail of Tears mix. And this 12-pack of Diet Coke. That's it. That's all I've purchased. I did find a free coupon for a Freddy's burger, so that may be in the future for old Barry.
I don't know what a free burger is, but as long as you trust it.
You never had Freddy's burger?
No, I don't know what that is.
Oh, Freddy's is legit good, man.
I've never had it either, but I know what you're talking about. But I've never had it.
Is it a chain?
Yeah.
Yeah. Go to Freddy's, get the number 7, get the spicy fry sauce, and thank me later.
Okay.
You're good. You're
are there Freddy's good to in go. Houston?
Yeah, there's one in Spring.
Are they vegan? Just kidding.
Yeah, go leave the wife at home. Go to Freddy's.
Yeah, there's the prerequisite that you forgot to mention.
Exactly.
All right. Well, you have a good show, and don't stay up too late, and don't be hungover. So we'll talk to you tomorrow from OKC. Barry in Oklahoma City the rest of the week. Nick and I here wrapping up another good day of the Usual Suspects. Fred, AJ, the Blitz, they're next right here on ESPN 97.5.
This is ESPN 97.5.